I'm Rachel C. Swanson, and you're listening to the Refine and Restore podcast. Welcome to the podcast where I help strip away the lies that are holding you back and restore your heart and mind back to what is true. From faith, relationships, purposeful living, personal and spiritual growth insights, this podcast is designed to provide inspiration and encouragement to help you grow into the person that you are meant to be. Okay, so who is sad right now? The Rams lost the Super Bowl. Oh, all right. Even though I don't really follow football all that much anymore, I do enjoy watching it from time to time. And this past Sunday was really fun for me because my twin boys, who are six, were finally excited and interested in it as well. Anyways, it was just really fun. And however, they did have a ton of questions, so many questions about the game and what was going on. And I answered them really nicely until the last 10 minutes. And I was then starting to get irritated and was like, no more questions. I just want to watch my game. Kids, don't you love them? Anyways, it is episode 19, and I want to hit on this issue that I see running rampant in your thoughts and minds of I can't do it because blank. You put in an excuse. It feels relevant, but it keeps you from taking that step to make positive changes to your life. In this episode, I share practical tools of how I'm able to quote unquote do it all and a key spiritual truth that will help you overcome this barrier in your life. If this resonates with you, keep listening. There's so much more. Over the years, things have changed quite a bit. I mean, that's kind of life, is that we are not the same person we were 10 years ago, and things are not the same as they were even 5 years ago, or maybe even a year ago, things have changed for you quite a bit, and you've had to overcome certain excuses for why you can't do something, and also apply certain tools into your life so that you can actually achieve the things that you want to achieve. And I want to kind of talk to you about this right now, of just the saying that so many people I come in contact with of like, I can't do this because fill in the blank. Right? I can't do this hard next thing because I have no time. Or I'm a mom. I'm a busy mom of three kids. Or I'm a wife with a husband who is disabled. Or I'm just not skilled enough. I can't do that. Or I'm not old enough. Or I'm not smart enough. Or whatever it is, we put an excuse into why we can't pursue something. Whether or not it's why we can't keep the house under control and managed, why we can't exercise, whatever it is, we limit ourselves. For me, I just want to share with you a little bit about my story and why I'm able to even do some of the things that I do, because I get this question asked a lot, like, how do you do it all? And I want to reveal to you why I really don't do it all, but also just some of the practical things that I've learned and have adopted into my own life in order to manage and be able to fulfill the calling that I believe God's really called me to, which is multiple things, really. It's to be a wife to my husband, to be a mom to my three kids, to steward my ministry through writing, and to be a coach, an online coach for women as I do life coaching and aspiring author coaching and lots of other things. And really to be a friend and to be involved in the community and all that. It feels like a lot, and it is a lot if you look at it. But I want to tell you and kind of share with you some of the things that I've adopted and how I'm able to actually, in a sense, what people think is like doing it all. So first and foremost, you need to know that in different seasons of my life, my schedule has been very different. And so in the beginning, let's just say like the beginning, meaning maybe 5 years ago or 6 years ago, let's just say when my kids were really little, because things change a lot when you have kids and it gets really hard to find time, let's just say, right? Or to make the time to do some of the things that maybe you really want to do or pursue. Even sleep. Hello. I feel like some of the times I don't even have enough sleep, right? And you just want to sleep. Goodness gracious. So in the beginning, when I first had my twins, they were colicky. They were exhausting. And yet it was a time in my life where I still felt like I was supposed to go back to work. And so I went back to work when they were 4 months old, very part-time, twice a week. I was a dental hygienist at the time. For me, that just felt really right. It was a really good time still to be a mom and be able to pursue this career that I had invested so much of my time into, I still did a lot of other things on the side. So, but I want to talk to you about how things had shifted when it came to pursuing this other dream that I never even thought was on my heart, but this other kind of passion that God kind of birthed in me. And I don't know, maybe you guys are wrestling with another thing of maybe you're wrestling with pursuing a ministry dream, or maybe you're wrestling with changing careers, or maybe you're wrestling with going back to work as a busy mom already, or whatever it is. I just want you to know that you can actually do this if you actually work to overcome some of the mental stuff that you are going through right now. But there's also practical things too, and you need to look at your schedule. And so I want to tell you about my schedule. In the beginning was, you know, again, when I first started to create or pursue this passion to write, I did not have all the time in the world, you guys. I actually had less time, I feel like, than I do now. But in the beginning, I was still working as a part-time dental hygienist. I had 3 kids in diapers, right? So I was changing like 24 diapers in a 24-hour period of time. It was crazy. And when I pursued this, I worked a lot at night after the kids went to sleep. I was already still really tired, but yet there was this burning passion and desire in me that said, I'm supposed to do this, number one, because I really felt like God was calling me to this work. And number two, I really had to get over those excuses that I was putting in my head saying like, I can't do this because I really don't have time, or because I'm a mom, or I don't have the skills, or I'm not old enough to really do this, and I'm not smart enough. I had to overcome all of those barriers that we all face. How I did this was, number one, a lot of mental work of understanding the truth. And I'll work through those things with you too in a few minutes. But I had to overcome those truths and also get really strategic with my time. Because I think time is the biggest thing that a lot of people give excuses for, and they don't know how to manage their time well. And so for me, how I started this in the beginning is I did have to work some at night. I worked like crazy between nap times. And I did sometimes do some of this work on the weekend, even though, you know, some people are like, I can't forego my weekends. Well, for me, it was that important to pursue this and to invest into this. And so, of course, there was a little bit of sacrifice that needed to be made. And in that sense, the sacrifice was to sometimes work on during times that I didn't necessarily want to work, but I knew I needed to, and I really did want to, because I believed in the work that God had called me to do. I also worked, once the kids were in preschool, I worked during their preschool hours. And honestly, I did have some hired help too. I hired a nanny or babysitter here and there. I had a house cleaner. My husband was really hands-on and helped with the kids a lot too. And he ran errands for me all the time. And I was a Bible study leader, gosh. And I did a lot of extracurricular things, but there are also a lot of things I didn't do. Like I did not do the PTA meetings, and I wasn't super involved with my kids in sports and that sort of thing. And because they're kind of little and they're young, and I didn't really care about that as much. And so I had to also let go of some of the mess around the house during this time. You guys, it was tolerable, but it was far from perfect. And there's a lot of you that say, I have to have this perfect house if I'm going to do this. Well, let me just be real, is that you may have to forgo some of that in the beginning if you want to pursue whatever it is that's on your heart to pursue. So say you want to make time more to work out and get healthy, or you want to pursue that business dream that's on your heart, or you want to get more involved in a community project. Well, there might be certain things that you have to put on the back burner a little bit, at least for a season. And so, or you need to get really strategic. Now, that was kind of back then. Now, my schedule is a lot different. You know, my husband, as you may have known from our past podcast episodes, if you haven't listened to them, it's episode 9, 10, 11, where we talk about, my husband and I talk about our big move, our big kind of leap of faith adventure of how last year my husband quit his very successful job. And then we moved from our home in Southern California to Southern Idaho. And at this current time, I am the only one that is making income. Okay. I'm the only one that is making this happen. And yet he is still pursuing his own business adventures. But right now he is home more, and he can help me with the kids more. And so because of this, it's enabled me to have some of the extra time that I need right now as I'm pressing into a lot of my business. And honestly, it's amazing because God really knew, like he knew this was going to happen. He knew that my business was going to be much more demanding at the season, and he knew that my husband would be home more and be able to share that load more for me so that it would enable me to be able to do some of the things that I'm called to do. So we do share a schedule with the kids, you know, because the kids are still not in full-time school. And so honestly, it's a really awkward schedule. And I want to share this with you a little bit because I think so many of you guys might have barriers in your mind limiting yourself to what you think you can and are able to do. And yet we've had to overcome a lot of barriers, especially mind barriers that say like, you shouldn't be able to do this. And yet we're still doing more than I really believe is really possible right now. But a lot of it is just because we're trusting in God's leading. We are doing the next best thing and saying a lot of no's to a lot of things, but the yeses to the things that really matter to us. Right now, our schedule, it varies every week, which is really annoying. But my kids go to like Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule 1 week, and then it's Tuesday, Thursday next week. It's really weird in Idaho, if you guys have ever never been here. But that's just the schedule for us, is like that's when they go to school, because it's every other kind of day and it has awkward days. And like last week they had parent-teacher conference, so they were only in school one day that week. It was really frustrating. But so my husband and I, we have shared roles and shared days. So there's certain, you know, when they have the Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule, he gets Tuesdays where he gets to go to the ranch or gets to do his own thing, and I'm full-time mom that day. And then on Thursdays, he's full-time dad and I get to work. And so we've shared that role and we've been able to do that so that I can continue to invest into the things that are important to me and are the things that I want to be able to do. And so some of the practical things I want to help you with of like, how do you overcome this? Like, how do you, so many people are like, how do you do it all? Well, I wanted to tell you a little bit about my friend. She's called the lazy genius. And she talks about being a genius at the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And that is truly a lot of my philosophy, you guys, because you cannot do all the things, right? But you can be a genius and do all the things that are really important. That's kind of what she's talking about, like be a genius at the things that really matter or the things that'll move you forward, and then be lazy about the things that maybe don't matter as much, or the things that you'll have to let go of for a little bit, right? So that's something I want you to kind of have that mindset of realizing that you can't have perfection if you're going to be pursuing things that are outside your comfort zone. If you're going to be pursuing and adopting new lifestyles into your life, you're going to need to get out of that mentality that you can't do something because of just the fact that it has to be perfect. Life is not going to be perfect during these times of transition or these times of change and shift and pressing in and pursuing things that maybe you weren't feeling like you could pursue. And yet, I want to tell you one big truth. You will make time for what you want to make time for. Let that sink in, because many of you say, I can't do it because of something. Well, I'm going to be real, and I hope you don't take this as like too harsh, but I want you to stop lying to yourself that you don't have time, okay? That you don't have time to read your Bible, because really what you're really doing is saying I don't want to, or it's not important enough to you. Okay? Or you're not engaging as a mom because you really don't want to, or you're checking out to social media because it's easier than being a mom and disciplining your kids and telling them, you know, how to do something. Trust me, I've been there. And I don't want to push guilt on you, because I get it. Like, there's been days where I'm like, I just have to put on a show for them because it's just, I'm kind of burnt out. But there are a lot of days where I try to remember that I cannot just go for what's easier. I need to go for what's really important, that I need to make time to parent them and make it important to parent them in the way that I know I want to parent them. Or the other lie of, I can't do this because I'm not skilled enough to be a writer, or I can't pursue this dream because I don't have time. Well, the truth is, it's not that important to you then. I hate to say it like that, but it is just the honest truth, is that you will make time for what you want to make time for what you feel like really matters. And it's okay to really admit that there are certain things that just don't cut it on your list of what really matters. But I would kind of say this helps give you that reality check on your heart, or like an honest check of your heart of like, what does really matter for you? You know, why do you do certain things the way that you do? So think about that. The second thing is, I do ask for help. I ask for a lot of help, guys. And I think the people that are not willing to ask for help are the ones that won't actually be able to do something, because you're not going to be able to do it because you don't ask for help. And if you're not willing to ask for help from people, then you're not going to be able to move forward. And so for me, the people that I ask for help from is my husband, for sure. He helps me so much. I mean, even right now as I'm recording this, he is going to pick up the kids from school. I'm rushing to try to get this done. Hopefully they won't come barging in. But the husband, my husband Jeff, he is the one who's taking care of the kids right now. There's a lot of things that he helps me with as far as errands. He's helping me with cooking these days to enable me to do the things that I'm called to do. I also ask for help from a lot of friends. You know, even though we've moved recently, I've already adopted quite a few friends in my life, and I've already asked them for help a few times with the kids or, you know, with our dog if we're going to be out of town or whatever. And so you've got to connect with people. You've got to make time for relationships. And there are certain people I do invest into so that when the time comes, I know that they have my back and I have theirs as well. And so you do have to be that reciprocal friendship where if you're going to ask for help, you need to make sure that you're willing to be able to help them at times as well. And I do have an assistant, you guys. I have a really part-time assistant that helps me right now, but it is a godsend because I could not do some of the stuff that I'm able to do for you guys if it wasn't for her help. And she frees up some of my time. And yeah, I do pay her. I do. And there goes some of my money, but it's so worth it to be able to continue to bring you guys this content, the book that I have coming, to do speaking engagements, all the things that God's wanting me to do and I feel called to do and I'm excited to do. She helps me with some of those things. Now, the final thing I want to talk to you guys about is about following God's lead. And that's truly how I've been able to do the things that I'm called to do, is that I do believe and I have a deep belief that the Spirit leads in our life. And you know, this thought comes from actually Galatians 5:16, and it says, "So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives." You guys, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Not that it will, not that it's a command, but you need to let Him lead. And this is really hard. This is really hard because so much of the time we want to take control, or we think that this is the better way to go. And yet, I think that we could really overcome some of those dead ends and detours if we would just let the Holy Spirit lead in our life. I know for me, there's been multiple times in my life where I've hit dead ends, and a lot of it is because I started to take initiative and I wouldn't sit back and listen to what God was telling me to do. Especially when it comes to parenting or mothering, like there were certain times when I've thought, okay, this is what I need to do, and yet God's like, no, I'll show you an easier way. I'll show you a more loving way. And God's kind of confirmed my heart in that. This isn't going to be easy because it even says further in Galatians that the sinful nature, it wants to do the opposite. It wants to do opposite of what the Spirit wants. When it comes to your desires in life, you need to listen to God's lead and then follow it, actually obey it, actually walk that out. Because to not do so is to leave your heart feeling stagnant. It's to succumb to complacency. And God wants us to grow. He wants you to grow. He wants you to push back against that barrier of, I can't do this or I can't do that. He wants you to overcome. And through the Spirit leading us in our life, we can overcome this. We can overcome these lies that the enemy wants to say of, you can't do this because you don't have no time, or you're a mom, or you're not skilled enough, or you're not old enough, or you're not smart enough. And allow God's truth to really overcome you and say, okay, I can do this because God will give me the time to do what I'm called to do. Or I can do this because God, He'll enable me to overcome this. I can do this because God is in me and that enables me to have the equipped skills to do this next step. Or I can do this because God gives me the wisdom to know what to do. You know what? Even His word says that do not be worried about your youth, you know, that you can't speak into others' lives. That's such a myth. You know, there's a lot of young men and women out there these days that have a lot of amazing truth to share, amazing stories to share that can be used by God. But you guys sit back and you hold back thinking that you don't have any insight to share. Or even the ones that are older, you think that, no, I'm too old now. Like, nobody's going to listen to me. We need to realize that there's a Spirit of God that lives in us and enables us to move past those barriers and can give us the ability to overcome anything that comes at us. Sit back, friend, and think and pray. God, where do you want me right now? What am I doing right now? Is this the best thing for my time? Is this what makes my heart come alive? Or is this what makes sense for this season right now? I want you to really think through this, and I pray and I hope that you can get to a place where you can overcome those excuses and apply some of these tools that I just shared with you, and know that from personal experience, from somebody who's been there and has continued to overcome this battle and this struggle that I don't have enough time, or I'm not enough, or I am a bad mom if I pursue this or that or whatever. It's not the truth. Those things are lies. The enemy wants nothing more than to have you sit back and not be used by God in the ways that he wants you to be used. To sit back and not feel fulfilled in your life. To sit back and not experience the true joys that God has available for you and the purposes that he has and the plans he has for you. So step up right now, take a stand, give a quick prayer to God, and be ready to say yes to the next open invitation. Have you ever thought to yourself, there's got to be more to life than this? Or maybe you've questioned whether or not you have a purpose or pursuing the calling God has for you. I decided to unpack this in my free 18-page ebook titled Purpose Manifesto, which will help you answer those questions in a unique way you've probably never heard before, and in a way where you will finally feel the relief and clarity you've been so desperate to have. Go to rachelcswanson.com/purposemanifesto to download your free ebook into your inbox today. You will also be subscribed to my newsletter where I share only the good stuff. Once you've read it, shoot me an email and let me know what you think. As always, you can find me on Instagram or Facebook using my name, Rachel C. Swanson. Thank you so much for listening in, and I will see you next time.